ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important question. And that question is, what is it that brings about blessings for a person? And what things eliminate the blessings from a person? First of all, we need to look at what is the meaning of this word, blessing. In Arabic, we say barakat. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam recited this verse, "He had made me blessed wherever I may be." And then in interpreting the word blessing, he said, "Blessed means something which is very beneficial for others." So this is the meaning of blessings. Now, in order to understand what is it that brings about blessings for a person, or conversely, eliminates those blessings from him, we can take inspiration from some of the Quranic verses and hadiths of the infallibles, which have been narrated regarding this subject. By way of example, in one beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. If the people of the towns had been faithful and God-wary, we would have opened to them blessings from the heavens and the earth. But they denied, so we seized them because of what they used to earn. So in this beautiful verse, as we can see, the cause of the bestowal of blessings and grace has been mentioned as being faith and piety or God-wariness. And conversely, the denial obstinacy with respect to faith has been mentioned as being the cause of the elimination of blessings. In a beautiful hadith narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's been reported that he said, "Weigh your food, for there is blessing in weighed food." This is probably an allusion to it being, you know, good for us to assess how much food we're eating and, you know, maybe not eating more than a certain determined amount and measure. The Prophet also said, blessings are in trading and transactions. This is, it says that, being blessed in can occur in trade and in transactions. Finally, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, four things of which even if only one enters a house, it will destroy it such that it will never be able to flourish through blessings. So if one of these four things enters a home, the blessings of that home will cease to exist, will be eliminated. What are they? First is betrayal, khianat. The second is theft, sirqat. The third is wine drinking, shurbul khamr. And finally, the fourth is adultery, right? These four things, the performance and committal of these acts, they lead to the elimination of blessings from the home of a person. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what eliminates blessings from a person in the light of the Quranic verses and hadiths. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.